Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk on Monday, July 2nd, 2018. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the July 30th election amidst claims that the poll will be rigged that is coming from the opposition MDC alliance.
To join in the discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
The opposition MDC alliance has warned that Zimbabwe could slide into chaos if this month's elections are rigged. The alliance is accusing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, of colluding with ZANU-PF to rig the elections.
But the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has dismissed those claims as unfounded.
If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi tlao titinge tichitarisa gadziriro ye sarudzo nasi ve Bature MDC Alliance vaita iwo musangano ne vatorwe nau muarare vakazivisa iwo kuti avasi kufara ne mabatiro ari kuitwa sarudzo ne sangano re Zimbabwe Electoral Commission vachiti harisi kuita kunge mutongi gava maenzanise vari kuti iwo ZEC haisi kunyatsobuda pachena kuti gwaro racho richavhoterwa nevanhu rinenge rakamira sei vanga vachiti iwo vanenge vanzwa sekuti kana pachidhindwa gwaro pane kuti paiswe vanhu vakaenzana kurudyi nekuruboshwe vakawanda vanenge vakawandira kuruboshwe kuti vamunangagwa vazoende pamusoro pebepa rekuvhota zvinova zviri kuunzi nezek aiwa handizvo zviri kuitika uye vari kutiwo veMDC Alliance havasi kufara negwaro revavhoti kune mamwewo mapato akaita sana NPP ari kuchema-chemawo kuti nhengo dzavo dziri kushungurudzwa nedzinofungidzirwa kuti inhengo dzezanupf asi vezanupf vari kuti aiwa kutaura uku ndekwevanhu vari kutya kupinda musarudzo. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Lamhlanje zulukandaba sixoxa ke ngodaba lokhetho. Ukhetho olwenziwa ekupheleni kwayo nale inyanga sokusele amalanga angamachumi phansi kwangamachumi amathathu singathi thina yi-28 days. Lamhlanje ke ibandla le-MDCT lona elikhokhela umanyano we-MDC Alliance lithi kuningi kakhulu okungahambi kahle kudaba lwezokhetho ikakhulu nxa kukhangelwa into ezifana le-voters roll uluhlu lwabavoti okuthiwa khona kulabanye abahlala ezindlini uyathola amagama abantu abaningi kakhulu indlu inye kuzokuba lokunye okukhulunywa kufana lokuthi kanti vele lona iphepha lokuvotela i-ballot paper kungani lingamanga kahle akufakwanga kahle amagama akhona ukwenzela ukubana umnumzana uMongameli Mnangagwa ekhanye elaye ephezulu bathi ke kuningi nje abafuna kulungisiswe. Yiko ke esifuna ukuxoxa ngakho kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Blessing.
Of course, for soccer enthusiasts, we'll continue to update you on what is happening at the World Cup. Currently, in the round of 16, Japan is playing Belgium, and it's 0-0 at the moment. And earlier today, Brazil beat Mexico 2-0 to go into the qualifiers, quarterfinals of the World Cup. And of course, today, back to our topic, we are talking about the elections coming up at the end of the month. There was a press conference today, Chris, by the MDC Alliance. They were saying that they are not happy with the state of the voters' roll, and they are saying that they are at times 100 people registered on a non-existent address, and there are some people who are said to be 155 years still on that voters' roll. There are many complaints, but of course, Zeki is saying that some of those claims are unfounded, and they are doing whatever they can to make sure that this election is free, fair, and credible.
Yes, Blessing, it's quite interesting to find 155-year-olds. And this is a system, the biometric system, which is supposed to weed out all those irregularities, but they appear to be still on the voters' roll. So it's quite interesting to find out what will happen from now.
Mm-hmm. I think, Chris, we have our first guest, Mr. Chabang.
Yes, Yebo. Yebo Chabang.
Yes, yeah,
yes.
Ngizola khatsana kodwa eh.
Ah, okay. Ukatesi ke uyangizwa kahle?
Yes, akungona.
Ah, okay. Ah, Babu Chabang, first of all, maybe you would like to introduce yourself. I know you have lots of titles. They might escape me. So you would you be in a position to, you know, tell our listeners who exactly is Mr. Sengezo Chabang?
Thanks, Kip. No, I'm really an ordinary Zimbabwean. A family man. In politics, well, we started a long way back in 2000. Apparently, I am the PRC Deputy Secretary for Mobilizing and Programs and Mobilizing.
Okay, and by PRC, you mean People's Rainbow Coalition?
People's Rainbow Coalition, yeah, yes.
Yeah, for those who are not aware, I mean, yes. There could be one or two people, I don't know, but PRC stands for People's Rainbow Coalition, and it's led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Now, let's dig straight into the heart of the matter, the elections coming up and all those so-called irregularities. I will say so-called because, you know, Zek is saying they are unfounded. So can you tell us, as the Rainbow Coalition, what you are seeing or talking about in your group?
Well, it's the same old story. Nothing has changed. What has changed is we have got a new face in the form of ED Emmerson Mnangagwa, the new president, but the system didn't change. People thought that by removing Mugabe, then you'll have a different dispensation. There's no different dispensation in terms of electoral act, in terms of electoral reforms, in terms of the playing field. It's the still same old dirty playing field. Even now, it's so sophisticated because there's this kind of theory that things have changed and people are going to be taken away by those by that kind of an attitude. So, Zek, we have told people long back that Zek, it has to be overhauled. But no, it's not even progressive to talk about it now, but we have got to say there is an election which is in 3 weeks' time. People are going to go into that election, but nothing has really changed. You see people registered in the same households, voting in something that is unheard of. About 525 people coming from the same household and voting in different constituencies. How do you balance that? So it's really, really a chaotic, should I say, election. It's a farce. The election, the result of the election is predetermined. Yet this was what we didn't want. We felt that this time around we will have an election whereby a result is not going to be contested. But we are going back to 2013. We are going back to 2008. We are going back to where we started in 2000. So nothing has really changed. We will continue try to expose shenanigans made by ZANU, shenanigans made by ZEC, so that at least it does not really affect the electorate, so that the electorate has got that clear conscience when they go to the ballot, so that they are not persuaded by these shenanigans that ZEC is doing and ZANU PF are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Sorry, blessing the we'll quickly jump in there. Mr. Chavangu, your leader, Joyce Mujuru, or the leader of the coalition, was in ZANU-PF, and surely she must have an idea of how the ZANU-PF was rigging.
Precisely, precisely. We have said she is not God. We have said she has sinned before, but when you have got, when you believe in God and you have got sinned before, it's between you and God. When you walk into a church and then you say, look, God, I have sinned, God is going to, it's not us who is going to cleanse you, but it is the God, it is your faith. So, yes, the woman has come out. Our president has come out. And they said, no, look, yes, I have been into ZANU-PF. Yes, ZANU-PF have rigged elections before. This is the kind of they are actually using now. The, you see Nelson Chamisa talking because he can speak. He can speak out. We give these people the intelligence security information. So we have it on our deck, how these people have been rigging the elections. And people thought that it's not going to challenge Emmerson Mnangagwa, the current president of ZANU-PF. And they were surprised that Joyce Mujuru filed the papers. But she has been very critical and key behind the scenes. Because, look, he's a seasoned politician. He doesn't go out in public. He's a trained soldier. He's a trained military person. So he doesn't go out. But he will reveal the information to the strategic people, to the strategic bodies that are relevant to into the elections. And then these people will then expose. This is why it's difficult. If there's a person in this country that ZANU-PF is very afraid of, if there's a person that Emmerson Mnangagwa, the president of Zimbabwe, whom he's afraid of, is Joyce Mujuru, Nelson Chamisa, because he knows they've been there together. So he is one person that ZANU-PF they don't want to see because he has exposed these things that are coming in the media. They are coming from the security intelligence that
will
actually
get it. Okay, thank you so much, Blessing.
Mm-hmm. We are now being joined by Mr. Jacob Mafume of the MDC Alliance and also the spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, the formation led by Tendai Biti. Mr. Mafume, good evening.
Good evening, Zulu. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Tomboti vamafume pane kuchema chema kuri kuitwa nevanopikisa vachitiwo havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa neZEC. Asi ZEC iri kuti aiwa vanhu iri kuita nepose painogona uko ZANU-PF ichiti vanhu vari kuda kusvibisa ZEC vanhu vari kutya kukundwa musarudzo. Munoona sei nyaya?
ZEC raitika nyaya panyaya yeZEC. Zvokwadi hatisati tamboona kutadza basa kwakadaro kubva maelections akatanga muZimbabwe. Vanhu vaya vari kuita kutyora mutemo madiro aJojina. Zvokwadi kuti tizive kuti vari kuda kuita election here kana kuti maumbwa avari kuita hatisi kumbonzwisisa. Iko zvino tiri kunetsana navo panyaya yeballot printing. Vakatiti uyai tizomonita ballot printing. Tosvika ikoko vanhu vatakatuma vari kutiudza kuti vakaudza kunzi ballot printing yanga yatatanga 3 days before vanhu vauya. Vakadongoreswa nechiburi chiduku duku cheglazi vachitaridzwa kuti ballot iri kuprindwa uko kure kure kwanga vasingambooni kuti chii chiri kuitika. Ballot yacho yatakapuwa sample, chipepawo chiya chinoshandiswa nevanhu kana vachi putira magifts eChristmas. Chimwe chipepa so chakangosauka sauka chakasakara sakara ndo chinonzi ndo chichange chiri ballot paper. tofunza kuti ballot yakamira sei order yakamira sei runyere kupe nekunzwa kwatirikuita vakaripatsanura nepakati kuti vaitire kuti vamunangagwa vange vari pamusoro pa second column sezvamunoziva vamunangagwa vane senemu iri pakati emu but vakaona kuti vanhu vamunangagwa kuda kuti havana kudzidza here kana kuti vanoshayikwa kana kuti vanosapotwa nevanhu vashoma vari kuda kugadzira imwe column paside yekuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakadaro voters roll yatakapuwa haizi biometric ivoters roll yamudede iya yatakaramba takati toda biometric voters roll haipana kana chi biometric iko zvino vaakuda kutiudza kuti kumeso kuri private zvokwadi unganzi kumeso kuri private kwatofamba nako every day pane akambovhara kumeso muno muzimbabwe kumeso kwakamboita private part asi unonzwa vevheki vari kuda kutoudza nyika yose kuti face yako is a private part yagara tichifamba nayo face iri pazhe tinogara takaiisa pazvitupa ne patakasiyana siyana hatisi kufara chikuru nezviri kuitwa nezeki zeki iri kuda kukonzera mhirizhonga muzimbabwe iri kuda kukonzera boboto muzimbabwe iri kuda kukonzera kusagarika muzimbabwe nenyaya yavo yokusada kuita basa nemazvo nenyaya yavo yokuda kufeza ZANU-PF nenyaya yavo yokuda kuti vadzose ZANU-PF mupawa isingachadiwi neruzhinji rwezimbabwe vari kuda kudzosa ngozi munyika yezimbabwe inhundira time chaidzo chaidzo dziri kuitwa nevanhu vezeki
tinotenda Chris
yebo blessings lo mlaleli lapha udesire desire
yebo
siyakwamukela kuhle
ngiyabonga
ungaphi kwamhlaba
ngisegoli
usegoli ungasiphi imbono yakho
ngicabanga ukuthi vele lolu khetho lolu vele izanu-PF ihleli vele isebenzisa ke into esilokwenziwa nje ukuthi kube mhlawumbe kuyavuma ukuba izeki lifana nale bhodi ephethe ama-elections lakubo-South Africa i-independent mandi leyana sezimbabwe vele yakho independent into yezanu-PF sekufana nokuthi izanu-PF izirane lukhetho
kungani usithi
ke-independent kungani sorry
kungani usithi wena kayi-independent sibona ujaji eqatsho ukuba ayikhokhele wena kuyini okwenza ukusola
sonke isikhathi vele ihamba nezanu-p f and dasho akwazizi izanu-p f isola icomplain ukuthi izeki ayihambisanga izinto kahle kanjenanjalo kukhomba khona ukuthi bafake abantu babo laphana yiyo e-controlla everything ngoba ngithi izanu-p f naye ingenele ikhetho sithi kunokhetho o-2002 izeki yarobha angikaze ngizi izanu-p f icomplain ukuthi izeki ayihambisi kahle laphaya kushouthi yona izanu-p f ma ibona ukuthi izeki i-perfect ihambisa kahle that means there's something that they know ngezeki ingakho nje wabona nalelo akhetho lwathatha isikhathi lingareleasa ama-results ikhomba khona ukuthi vele izeki ibelongs to izanu-p f into nje ikhona ukuthi mangabe i-political party iye yathi kuyina bonke labantu abasebenzela izeki bafanele babhekane namacala okuviolata i-constitution ye-country ngoba benza izinto ezingafanele ukuba bayazenza
hayi kuyezwakala
nawe senza izinto eziphuma endleleni
kuyezwakala hayi sibongile kakhulu desire ube lobusuku obuhle Blessing desire there our caller is complaining about the independence of ZEC. He says it's totally on the side of ZANU PF.
Let's go back to Mr. Shabangu. Mr. Shabangu, are you still on the line?
Hello?
Mr. Shabangu?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, but according to ZEC, they are doing everything in their power to ensure that this election is free, fair, and credible. And they are saying that they are addressing all your concerns, and they are surprised as to why you continue to challenge their authenticity.
Well, I lost my phone, so I don't know whether my phone covered part of what I'm going to say. I can't even single out one thing that we have questioned before that they've fulfilled. We as political parties, we have all along said the contestation of this election is going to be on two key things. One, where would be the ballot paper printed. They told that it would be printed by Fidelity in Harare. And then we said we should be there so that we look at the paper. How is it going to be printed? We need to look at security features of that particular paper. We need to take care and audit. All those things are not yet done. And it's 3 weeks down the line. We wanted to make sure who is going to transport. We have agreed. Who is going to transport that that ballot paper? Who is going to keep it? We have simple, simple, basic things. So they should not hide behind the finger and say they have told us the things, they've done everything that we were demanding as political, as opposition in Zimbabwe. They haven't fulfilled even a single thing. So I'm not really persuaded by that that idea or that arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Okay. Ubamba kancane ucingo Mnumzana Chabangu siyaphenduka kuwe. Silo mlaleli lapha uBhekimpi. Bhekimpi, siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga baba, nizani.
Hayi, siyaphila. Ungaphi kwomhla?
Ngisekhe town e-South Africa.
Oh, eKapa. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Yeah, indaba yokhetho leyo kwindaba yindaba iphendule sibili eZimbabwe. Njalo ngalesi sikhathi kusobala ukuthi izanyu ilethuba lokuwina ngenxa yokuthi ama-opposition parties adabukene phakathi, angisho bona. So I guess into ebiqakathekile ngama-opposition parties bekumele bahlale phansi babe lesinqumo esingakuthi nesingisi, what is their goal? Is this to get rid of ZANU-PF or to create all these factions that they have? Angisho bona. Ngoba kuzaba nzima ukuthi bekhiphe iZANU-PF nxa bedabukene kanje, ngoba iZANU-PF iminyaka edluleyo ade besebenzisa i-divide and conquer. And that's exactly what is happening right now. But the part of advantage of all in our Noza, you can get there MTC, Chamisa, Gulam Churu, Gulavan. So imagine, which one I'm a party won't get out of the Ashangana, Babumbe, you party A, you also, or which was genuinely than a pair. And then even if Nana after that, I think the opposition party could have stood a better chance, who catch a little desire. But, ngokubona kwami okwakhathesi sibili akuzaba nzima njengoba nanko ngikhathesi esikhuluma ngendaba ngephepha i-ballot paper kule ngabanqoda futhi so akuzaba nzima sibili.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Sibongile kakhulu Bhekimpi.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga baba.
Okay, ube lo busuku obuhle.
Thank you.
Of course, he's raising quite an important point that the opposition parties will lose not because there's rigging, but there are just too many opposition political parties, and they should form a coalition. Mr. Mafume?
So, what the democracy? Yaka uya ichiti vanhu ngavaite ima pato akawanda. Saka democracy yataka dai inonzi multi party democracy. Zvakafana nawo nokuti vanhu vakaita maswitsi akawanda mushopu munhu achazivi switi raada kudya. Kana kuti zvinhu zviri mota dzikawanda uchazivi mota yauda kutenga. Unotenga mota kubatana hesi takabatana mumacoalitions atiinawo. Asi isusu chemo chatiinacho pari zvino ndechekuti iko ZANU-PF tine iro apa fair. Takamboirakasha muna 2008. Tinogona kuirakasha zve muna 2018. Tinongogara tichirovera pasi tichihwina. Nyaya inotinetsa inyaya yezeki isingadi kuita maelection pazviri izvo. Isingadi kuita maelection anotevedzera. Zvinonzi fairness. Iko zvino manewspaper nemaTV ari kutoshayawo nyaya dzekutaura, vaakutofamba vachitaura first lady vachitenga matomatos. Can you imagine nyika yose inonzi main news bulletin ndiyekuti first lady vainda vakanotenga hanyanisi pasaidi pemugwagwa zvotova news dzinotaurwa 15 minutes nekuti havasi kuda kuti vamwe vemapato vabude, vaakutaura pamusoro pevana vavo, mazima yavo ivo neshamwari dzavo nechinangwa chekungoti pasaita ma reforms zeki yakanyarara nyaya yebaloti tataurazve zeki yakanyarara kwairi kuprintwa distribution mafambiro aichaita nekuti ichaprintwa nani inyaya yatogara chingo chema chema vari kuramba kutaura tikuda kuziva kuti achaprintwa ari mangani mabaloti last time vakaprinta over 30% extra mabaloti no normal process inoti kunoprintwa 5% extra ivo vemuno vakazamudzira vakaita 30% extra mabalansi anozopfekerwa iwawo tinoda kuziva kuti atangira papi serial number yekutanga ndeipi serial number yekupedzisira ndeipi nekuti maserial numbers awo aindiswa kupi rarakachengetwa kupi hapana aita cloning here yebaloti nai tinofanirwa kunge tichiziva zvese izvozvo havadi kutiudza vari kupfumbatireiko nyaya dziruzhinji tavanoti vanzira chiiko zvinhu zvinofanirwa kungeitwa pajekerere ndo kuhuori ndo kuda kuti vanhu vasawirirana munyika kwavari kuita vanhu vezeka ndosaka tiri kuvatsoropodza tiri kugunun'una nenyaya yezeki ende pamberi apa hatisi kuona kuti sarudzo iyi ichaitika.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the elections coming up on July 30th. That is end of this month. And there are 23 presidential candidates. And just a quick update for the soccer supporters at the World Cup is still Belgium 0, Japan 0 in the round of 16. And earlier on, Brazil beat Mexico 2-0. Chris.
Yes, Blessing. I would like to go back to Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, there is this question that I've heard some people asking regarding the ballot paper. Why there is so much obsession about the ballot paper when we are meant to understand that the elections in 2008 were rigged using Nikuv. This Nikuv thing seems to be a myth because so far we don't have any tangible evidence to say there's a paper that when you touch with your pen, it does some magic. Now, can you tell us why should we keep pursuing this issue of the ballot paper?
The ballot paper is what happened in 2008. How Nikuv rigged was in statistics. Nikuv yakatamba munozva pa ballot paper. Nyika zhinji dzakakura dzemunyika dzinotora 5 days or less kuverenga mavhoti akawanda kudarika fungai India inoita maelection. Havaverengi mavhoti kwemwedzi wese kuIndia nemakurire mune vanhu 1 billion vanopedza kuverenga mavhoti in 5 days. MuZimbabwe takaita 2008. Junda hii, military junda yakatora 3-5 weeks kuverenga mavoti 3 billion.
Yes, Mr. Mafume, but that is counting. We are talking about the paper itself, which you have requested to go and watch.
Ballot paper. Kuti kana mungazivi kuti maballot paper aprintwa mangani, if you don't know how many ballot papers have been printed, what will happen is that these ballot papers will be cloned and they will get extra ballot papers. So you need to know the beginning serial number and the end serial number.
So it's about the numbers, not the paper itself.
Yes, the paper has to have security features. It has to be a standard because it is a document. You can't just put it on bond paper and say you're okay because people can then make more of those ballots.
Okay.
Sufficient security features on the ballot paper so that it is a genuine paper and they won't be ballot stuff. So, and also you need to secure the distribution of that ballot. It means where the ballot is in the number, you can't, because Mangwana is where one of our voter and the people of voter are sent to paper, Rabaka Wapa, Hero, Partition, Neo.
Okay.
But it's a whole host of things. Then you have ballot paper. Election, saka ava manje vari kuda kuita chitsotsi chigerenga vanhu vajaira kuba vanoita ballot vari kuda kuita ballot tsindire gudo rokuti harizivikanwi kuti riri papi negudo racho rogona kutokanganwa
kuti Russia simbi yaro papi.
Okay, thank you so much for that explanation.
Regai tiende kune mwe mutereri tinava Garusa ndizvo here?
Ndizvo.
Makadi henyu?
Ndipo makadi.
Aiwa isu tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu ini nezvebharo chipepa iyi. Bharo chipepa rakatotambwa naro kudhara taukokwa kumeswa. Tobva izvozvo vanhu vari kuzvisa. Nana zvina igwana vanhu vezanu vega vega yasaita zvindi saka kuti tivakunde ipapa apa aivanoa saka isimu kana tinawo kuhwina asi hatimbopa budiriri nokuda kwevanhu ivava tipowa zanu chete chete siyaiwo irimo mapurisa arimo soja arimo achingove zanu vega vega.
Asi pane umbowo here vekuti vamuri kuti vanodyidzana nezanu havanodyidzana nezanu kana kuti ndo zvirutaurwa neiyo zanu PF yacho kuti aiva vanhu vari kutyasarudzo ndo vanongovhunduka chati kwatara?
Hakusi kungovhunduka, tinotoziva chaizvo kuti vana zvivaigwana vakagara vachindiwo mazanu. Vana maita zvende mazanu chaivo chaivo. Saka hatisi kumboita zvokufungidzira kutaura chokwadi kuti kubira uku kozvipamwe wakatobira kudhara kwaungotambiseri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagurusa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maita zvakanaka.
Mr. Gurusa, our listener is insisting, Chris, that, you know, because some ZEC officials allegedly have links to ZANU-PF, they might actually swing the election in favor of ZANU-PF. And he's saying that he thinks that the result is already known and is seriously concerned. He wants ZEC to be reformed.
Quite interesting. Mnumzana Chabangu, sesikhangela udaba olunye oluhluphayo lezi nsuku lapha lwe-ballot paper. Chabangu?
Yeah.
Siyabona kuthiwa khona uMnangagwa usefakwe kwelinye enye ikhwesi ngathi yicolumn ngesikhiwa ukwenzela ukuthi igama lakhe liye phezulu. Kuqakatheke okunganani nxa sesikhangela ukuthi ngesinye sezikhalazo elikhala ngaso kakhulu?
Kuqakathekile ngoba phela ama-parties maningi, ama-presidential candidates angu-23 maningi kakhulu. So ukuthi nxa vele uzaba phezulu kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi ama-chances akho kumbe amathuba akho ukuthi umuntu akubone maningi kulanxa uphakathi kumbe usekugcineni, ngoba abantu uyabe ngxayeseme isikhathi eside ngoba sizakubona ukuthi kuzabe kulabantu abaningi abazalayina kulolu khetho. Kukhanya ingani kulensuku nje yokuthi umuntu wonke ufuna ukuthi ayevota. So nxa amaphepha abo emaningi, ule phepha likakhansila, ule phepha likapresident, ule phepha lika-m p ngamadompe athethi ungakhangelele kama-yaficaezangu-80 something, uyesika kwelama-councillors again kulale ngxa kule-12 kule-15 kulama-independent. So bonke labana abantu uthola amaphepha angu-4 kodwa amade. So nxa ibizo lakho liphezulu ulama chances amaningi kakhulu ukuthi umuntu kulokuthola kudinga kumele isikhathi about 3 minutes ube usovotile usuphumile. So ungathatha isikhathi esithi lokhu kudinga nalo muntu kuyabe lokho kungezelela isikhathi sokuthi abantu baselokhu besemalayinini. So yibo ubuchili bona buyana-ke esizabubona futhi. Kumele ukuthi-ke kulandelwe phela ngokuthi kaiakho alphabetically iqala ngoba xa uyi-president last election eyayenziwayo kwakuukuthi wonkona oqale ukuya ku-nomination court nguye obaphezulu. That's what esakusebenzisayo kulast election eka-2013. Akuzange sikhangele i-alphabetical order ukuthi umgabe lo tswangirayembani oqala, but owaqala ukuya register ku-nomination court ibizo lakhe selihlele ngena phezulu belandelana ngaleyo ndlela. So lokhu mbone ngani yikho vele sebezama ukuthi basicile ngakho uMasenu Mnangagwa.
Hayi, siyabonga. Yalo usecingweni lapho siyaphenduka ku.
Okay.
Chris, I think we are now being joined by our third guest, Mr. Kadzira Chiru Manzu, a political analyst who usually leans towards ZANU-PF, but he had a prior engagement, so we only have him for about 5 minutes. Now, Mr. Chiru Manzu, what is your take on these complaints by the opposition that ZEC is rigging the election?
Well, thank you, Studio 7 staff, and all Zimbabweans listening to your program. You see, sometimes the political, maybe this is just, you know, how can I put it? You know, people are just complaining for the sake of complaining. Honestly, if the ZANU-PF has its own supporters, it will definitely vote for their MP and their president. And it's as they. If MDC has supporters, definitely they will, there is no way they would vote for ZANU-PF. They will vote for MDC. So to come up with the flimsy excuses of ZEC doing this and that, honestly, this is a hogwash of the highest order. In 1980, we had no, you know, this is ZEC thing, but people voted for the liberation movement. So this is just, you know, sometimes you fail to understand whether these people have got supporters or they don't have supporters. I don't see the reason why a ZANU-PF supporter would ever vote for Chamisa. That would be, it's out of question. And I don't foresee Chamisa himself voting for Emmerson Mnangagwa. It's out of question. Why would Chamisa not vote Emmerson Mnangagwa? And why would their supporters vote for Emmerson Mnangagwa until and unless they are convinced that, no, look, this time Zimbabwe needs to move on. And they had to vote for Emmerson Mnangagwa. Zimbabweans are literate. There is no way they would mistake an MDC and ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Shabang, do you want to respond to that?
What my brother is missing here is that we are not talking about the supporters for each political party. They can't be mistaken about who they want to vote. In fact, it's not the supporters, but we are talking about the silent voters, the masses. It's not the people who go to the rallies. Those people who don't go to church, you find them at the church, who go and find them in the clubs, who don't go, or you will find them but following the politics terrain, but not necessarily being active. These are the people we are talking about, and these are the people who are going to make the difference in this election. Our supporters alone they don't have the numbers to make the difference. We have never, the White City Stadium, where Emmerson Mnangagwa was, it has got a carrying capacity of about 15,000, but he had about maybe 6,000 there 2 weeks ago. So we are not talking about those 6,000, but Bulawayo has got a carrying capacity of about 400,000. So these are the people that we're talking about, that they follow. They want their lives to change, but they don't follow politics. But they go and vote in that election. They don't know what ZANU stands for. They don't know what MDC stands for. Maybe they will look for individuals. Maybe they will have read the manifestos, maybe for the first time. You know what I'm saying? And so my brother, he should not mistake that we are talking about the supporters who are already converted. They know where they to cast their vote. But we're talking about the majority of Zimbabweans who are not active, but who are silent members of this electoral system.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Yes. Mr. Mafume, what's your response to what Mr. Chiru Manzu has just said, that you are like, the opposition is like crybabies. They just complain for the sake of complaining. What's your take on that? Mr. Mafume?
I think we lost Mr. Mafume.
Okay, let's go back to Mr. Chiru Manzu. Mr. Chiru Manzu, the opposition is put so much weight on the ballot paper itself. They are saying that they want to see the printing and probably wait by the side of the ballot paper until the election day. What's your take on that?
have just said that they are crybabies, and they will continue doing so. Now, look, you know, when the voting exercise starts, every political party has an agent who will be watching what's going on. So for them to say they want to see how the printing process goes on and so forth, honestly, it boggles one's mind. What is it all about? The issue is, if the opposition political parties do not have the support base, they have lost the election. And then that's it. Your previous caller was mentioning about those people who are on the city fencing and all that stuff. That's unheard of. In Zimbabwe, people know that there are elections every 5 years, including the so-called 18, including those who are going to vote for the first time. Those who are going to vote for the first time, already they would know exactly what they are going to do with their vote. So for us to say there are certain people who are still undecided, who are still going to read the manifesto and so forth, if I am to pose the question right now, how many people in Zimbabwe have access to those political manifestos of different political parties? You find that it's very few. But at the end of the day, it is the rallies that will persuade people to vote for a particular party. It is the door-to-door campaign that is going to persuade people to vote for a particular party. It is the jingles on radio, on TV, or whatever it is, the newspapers and so forth. So for us to say that Zimbabweans do not know what's going on political in their country, honestly, I don't believe it. This is why I will continue saying these opposition political parties, they are just crybabies, because they have got nothing tangible as compared to what ZANU-PF has to offer for these people. Let us remember, ZANU-PF fought for the liberation of this country, and they will continue. It is only in Africa, through ZANU-PF, that blacks are in charge of their resources. Simple and clearer, as compared to other African countries that even got independence before us. It's just a question of political, you know, ideology. It is just a question of, you know, what the manifesto of ZANU-PF offers as compared to these other political parties. They are just bankrupt in terms of ideology. They are just bankrupt in terms of where we as blacks are going.
Thank you. We'll go back to Mr. Chabangu later, but we have a listener named Tereri. Makadi Ndava Mkoma Tanga. Zita Ndiani?
Mkoma Zita Tawuya.
Tawuya, okay. Right, Mkoma Tawuya tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Fungwa zangu ndo kuti, wanuweze kawa anga watu nzire tizi. Vasa itadiru za waka rirekera. Ndo zanaka mbuta wana nchiti mai makara wae wanga wane saidira rawa mkabi. Awa futu waru kuinda futi saidira na wamu nangawu. Saka oma. Ngawati nziru otisi wana. Watile giri wana cha misa wambu. Tonga waka tunga waka na 5 years. Kana waka saita swa. Kana waka tuwa visa. Ndawa nguwa ya reba wa chitonga. Bati pasi na ziru kubuda. Chabayo wano kugara msango. Ngawati bati sireo. Kwa wamdede wari kupi waka nyara. Wasi yero wacha zoyore nga futi mafuza. Wacha zoteja futi mwezi.
Wamdede wachi sile inezwe sarunzo.
Saka munu anu guna tinda pachikari. Papa wadaya ati nzira otisi. Asa ita ofungwa zana wamdede. Ati tiri ofungwa zio kuenda mbiri menyika. Nukuti sofa. Zipatara chazi mga zitarisa. Ziru kuru wadza. Madete sente nipi. Saka tukumbira wakuti, pamboita huu utongi uri nane pasina kubira na kana kuita sei, weziki nga wati batire. Wanacha misa wambu utonga. Mawanga edo wambu pora hau, uti mbu unatuzuhinda ni kupi. Nguti nzira wati siete, padiki diki siete, nguti wakuma naga. Zese za tuku kutawora. Kuba 2000, mpama katanga studio, tiki tere rataigo na ukunzwa na uzakarura mazaka naka. Zengu wazi. Nukuti tikaenda kunana Radio Zimbabwe wanongorekera side rawo mukana kuti tigone kutaurawo zvatinodawo zvatinoshuva saizvo zvizvi unenge wakaomba
asi kavezeke hamungati ngavamboregedze vachamisa vapinde panyanga ka ivo vari kuti ivo ndimutongi gava maenzanisa havaneine kuti ndiana abudire
havasi mutongi gava nokuti vari kuramana mapicture edu vari kurambire nawo havasi mutongi gava vari side ravakarerekera even yangu chinda pa border une zita zita passport yako isina picture vanokudzora vanokuenda kupi vanokuenda kupi saka tikuda ma picture edu ngabude hapana munhu anomboroerwa ma picture edu zvino vamunanga kwacho vakati munhu wese friend fee ma picture edu tikumada abude nezita redu kuti gone kubuya muka border nawo ma picture iwayo
tinotenda zvikuru vatauya nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
takenda zvikurusa
tinotenda you are there from Mr. Tauya who is adamant that Zeke cannot be the referee in this match and he is saying that they should give Mr. Chamisa the chance whether that is Zeke's mandate or not, I don't know. Zeke is simply saying that they are doing their best to ensure that, you know, they don't take sides. The winner is the winner. They want an election that is not in dispute. Maybe you can bring in Mr. Chabang.
No, before we go to Mr. Chabang, Mr. Zulu, you know Studio 7 is open for business. We have a caller. We have Spanda on the line. Spanda, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yes, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Yeah. Mina indlebe ngicela lapha. Ukuthi khona especially MDCT Alliance. Ikhanya ile information about iphepha leli ukuthi khona kule reading and so forth. But abancedisi abantu ukuthi khona basitshela ukuthi exactly wathi amaphepha la iproblem yakhona ingaphi. For instance, nxa abantu bazathi khona la maphepha azangena, singile election le yinti is a station based. I-voting, i-county ihleziwe khonapho, i-register. So the story ukuthi basincedise ukuthi khona amaphepha la amanye la kuthiwa azahlohlelwa. Bahlehlelwa njani into yabona akusiphathisi thina abanye kodwa ngoba silalwazi esicela ukuthi khona basicasisele ukuthi khona nxa i-voting senziwe ku-police station kwakhawuntwa abaenasingeni basayina abantu ukuthi khona ama-results iwaphi so la maye amaphepha la kuthi aseqelini angena njani kodwa ngicela ukuthi basicasisele khona okwesibili ephepheni le-new day lamhla kuthakulama abantu ababa 400 ku-100 but mina ngokwazi wami abantu babe-register lapha babe-produce either i-proof of residence or i-affidavit so umbuzo engila ukuthi khona abasitshele ukuthi khona abantu laba bahambise ku-Zeke bayi-challenge i-Zeke ukuthi khona nampa abantu abarejiste ku-one room abayi-400 Izeki iziphendulele but abakwenzi konke lokhu kuze ukuthi besabani ngathithi basincedise nathi khona sizaparticipate ngoba izeki amele angidefend izeki amele angageni siyicriticise lapho engonangakhona for instance mina ngithe nguze lokhu ayi ngabafonela abantu bezeki ngathi what is the problem bathi bona esicingisa lapho wathi kuthiwa kune-400 ekhona bahambile bacounter bathola abantu abangu-5 so kule contradiction so the state basinika information eqinileyo khona ngathi sizakwazi ukuthi khona sibe ne-input nxa sicritisize izeki siyicritisize sibe ne-information eqinileyo
hayi kuyezwakala sizawuqhubela lapha omunye esilawo lowo mbuzo sizawuqhubela kumnumzana Chabang ngengxenye engakuphendula okay sibonge lakhulu ungalalela nje eredweni yakho sizambuza Yeah, blessing. He says he's full of questions because the first question he says people are being told that there is rigging through the ballot paper, but he doesn't understand how because he says he really wants to participate and also question. He says he actually called Zeke and asked them about the numbers of the people who are said to be 150 or 300 in one house. He says Zeke told him no. We went to those numbers according to what is coming out, and we found in one of the houses instead of the 150, we found 5 people. So, Mr. Chabang, ungaphendula yini umlaleli lapho usitshela ukuthi lina kathi kungani lingachaziseli abalandeli benu ukuthi ama paper nanga city yu aza sechen suku riku. Aza sechen suwa njani. Njengoba ku polling station based one. And secondly, ngakuyo ukuthi kona ama paper la alotubo. Kungani linga cheli. Aba landeli venu ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ucho njalo umlaleli.
Umlaleli yikho esikwenzayo ukuthi sitshele uZulu ukuthi election le ebuyayo uqhakathekile even lanxa lisiyabhala ama exams kumbe kusesikolo kule awuhamba uthwela amaphepha akho ukuthi ngiyafika ngibhalela lapha i-exam yami wethu kuwaphiwe khonapho ama-exams lawo. La lapho nxa kulo invigilator ongeyokhangela abantwana ukuthi bazabhala ayachekwa nguheadmaster, achekwe nguinvigilator zakhangela abantwana la matitsha wonke ukuthi aqondile acacile ayafanana la maphepha mangaki kuregister abantwana abangaki abazabhala i-exam bangu-12 amaphepha abuyile angu-12 asikhona ukuthi sokubuya sokulamanye amaphepha asengu-15 khona ade kubhala abantu abangu-12 lawa-ke amanye-ke angu-5 andisuzabhalela-ke abanye abantwana ubusufaka khonapho nxa ulo mngani wakho kumbe ulo mntana akho ufuna ukuthi umbhalela-ke usufake khonapho iphepha leliyana nxa kuyukuthi kuyabe kule ma-extras abe sayinule phansi lawo ma-extras ukuthi hayi in case kungaphambaniseka in case engxe umntwana abe sebhala kubi khonapho abesecela-kele elinye iphepha sekuphiwa ngoba asigned for kuyazakala ukuthi ngamaphangaka kuyafanana-ke lokukhethweni esikutshoyo ngokokuthi asiboneni lapha ayenziwa khona sihambe siyewabona ukuthi yenziwa ngaphi kwenziwa amangakanani mangaki abantu abarejistileyo ku-election nxa kuzaba la ma-extras mangaki lawo ma-extras siwabone nxa kulalokhu okuthiwa i-passport lama-security features siwabone ukuthi leli liphepha elingeke lakwenziwa ngomunye umuntu sihlangana la emgwaqweni esisithi konkhona nansi ballot paper kumele silibone ukuthi leli ballot paper lingeke liye kwenziwa ngomunye futhi umuntu laphana kumele kukhanye ukuthi leli licacile leli liyabe selenziwe ngomunye umuntu kalicacanga so konke lokhu kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu izanu rikanjani yikho eriga khona khonapho it doesn't matter ukuthi luku polling station khangela kahle sasile maswingo sile 24 seats sasile 18 seats out of 24 silabo 23 out of 26 emaswingo ngo-2013 imaswingo umanikhale yonke ithe ifuna uMorgan Tsvangirai as the president of Zimbabwe but ngo-2013 saluza not even one sasala singela yona yokukhothisa umlota ubusungitshela ukuthi abantu babengatshintsha overnight khona kwakule inclusive government lena yiyo yabanika i-US dollar iyo yabanika konke kwakukhona kukhuluma ngamaphilisi kwakungasela lutho sokuthengiswa amaputi abantu baphiwa zonke izinto lezo bayevotela umgabe bona babebabili kulo Tsvangirai phakathi khonapho so how do you justify izinto ezinjengazo neziyana so izinto abalalelo kumele bazilanzelele thina siphakathi kwakho singazinkokheli zabo yithi esibonayo yithi esilamehlo abangalawo bona ngoba bangale bangaphansi ba-organize izihlanganiso ba-organize imihlangano yethu ngale ngaphansi but njenge-leadership thina esiphezulu yizo izinto esizisolayo sazibona ngo-2013 sithi-ke u-2013 angaze aphindeka futhi ngathesi okuthi le-election liyahlala linga-announcewanga for 8 weeks
Mnumzana Chabangu,
yikho esikwalayo khonoko kumlaleli.
Okay. Yeah, bengithi ngikubambe nje kancane blessing Mr. Chabangu there is coming up with an important point. He says you cannot go to write an examination with the exam paper in your pocket. Anyway, those who are following soccer, the World Cup, it's halftime now. Belgium 0 and Japan 0.
Tinemwe mtereri vachu uskwa makadi. Makadi enyu?
Tiripo makadi yo.
Ai waisu tirinani tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Anjuku tere. Tipa wate uiwaza yesu atra.
Vachi uswa foni yenyu haisinyatsonzwika madi kuti fambei kubva pamuri.
Alright, kanifana.
Ya, taura yenyu.
Alright, ndani chiti mimi kuti zita riri papi kana kuti zvinenge zvaito ange ndinachizvo kuti au eko kuti ndiye ngati tisei munhu weopposition angaiswa zita rake pamusoro ndizvaizoita here kuti ahwine kana kusahwine.
Aiwa, zvavanoitira izvozvo vachiuswa ndezvekuti ndoo zvinoitwa pose kuitira kuti pasaite mutauro wakumuka uyu kuti kana muchiendeswa pabaloti haungotsvetwe chero asi vanotarisa senemu yako seni ndini Zulu handiti ndinenge ndiri pekupedzisira ndotozviziva kana muklasi chaimo mugrade 1 ndiri pano padombotomba apa ndaitoziva kuti ndini ndinopedzisira kudaidzwa zita rangu zvino mukaona rapa musoro panenge pakuita mutauro
asi hakusiri kutya here ikoko
ameno maone
indokuona mozva kuti kana munhu anenge achigona kutamba kana ukamuisa pachiro pakaita sei unenge uchiona achikutambira mutambiro wakaoma kwazvo asi kana asingagoni kwanzi moona akaita makomba makomba ndaizotamba sei asi ini ndaichiona sokuti inongova ishu yekukambena handiti zvino munhu wose ari kungokambena here mose ari kukambena saka mukukambena kwekwa ndo munoonekwa kuti wagona hauna kugona izvi zvokuti baloti pepa izvi hati tiyange tingotaura nekuti tachibobodza kuti kwanzi mabaloti pepa unoonekwa uchiti waisa x wako wozowana ashifta muvha unomubva sei x wachona pabepa anenge amasara muzvi
aiwa tinotenda zvedu vachiuswa nemaonero enyu muri kuti vanhu ngavatsvage rutsigiro kwete kuda kuhwanda nemunwe
zvokwadii taurai zvenyu vazvo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu you're there from our caller Mr. Chuswa who is saying that wherever you are placed on the ballot it doesn't matter really you just have to make sure that you mobilize your supporters so that they can vote for you not waste time complaining about the ballot paper Chris.
Yeah, I think it's because of the numbers. You know, last election we had only 5 presidential candidates. Now we have 23. Maybe that's why there's all these issues. Because when there were 5, I can't remember who was the first or the last.
I'm
just saying in terms of alphabet that Morgan Tsvangirai, was he the first or Robert Mugabe?
And
then Tonga and so forth. Yes. Okay. Yeah, Blessing, it's quite interesting. We are coming to the end of the show, but do we still have any guests?
Mr. Chirumanzu?
Yes, in the report.
Maybe.
Yes, Mr. Chirumanzu, the opposition has raised, amongst other issues, the issue of unfair coverage in the media, which most people say is unreasonable. What's your take on that?
Aparigandi chitaura nechishona. Nokuti chirungishi achitibatsiri. Chiripo ndicho kuti Zimbabwe ndiye vanhu vatema, ndevele shona, Kalanga, Nambia and all that stuff. Right? Varume, tisaswera. Tichinetsekara iye zvino chero wanga uri munhu weMDC unogona kuti MDC haibatsiri zvipandi zvipandi nhasi MDC T MDC kupe MDC nuve MDC PT then MDC Alliance unozvigadzirisa rini vanhu kuti vanyatso kufunga kuti tinovhotera ani MDC ipi yacho makakatanwa ZANU-PF inongoraba chingori ZANU-PF
saka vachirumadzu
kuredio zvokunzi kuTV zvokunzi kumanyuzi pepa kupi kupi hazvishandi coverage iripo ndeyekuti
vachirumadzu
kuvhura social media unozva uchinzi vachamisa vanga vane grupu ravanhu vakaonda pakati zvinenge zvichibuda papi izvozvo mazimbabwenzi vakangwarisa vanoona chokwadi nenhema tingaswera tikane chero nhasi ukaparidza maridzo yakaita sei patv kavanhu vasingakudi havakudi
Vachiru mazada uti vamweka vano imuri kuti FDC yakapatsanuka vamwaro kuti kakuzanu PF kwakabuda APF mavambo zumu zafu yavadhabengwa
vakabuda vanobuda vachifoma mapati avo ndoti kuti kana ukabuda unozviti uri zanu PF chakuti ubuda uzviti uri zanu PF chakuti apa
tinotenda vachiru mazu
guaidu guaidu saka izvozvo
tinotenda vachiru mazu
masupporters.
Nguva yedu ndoisina kumira zvakanaka. Thank you so much to Mr. Chirumanzube, Mr. Chabangwe, and also Mr. Mafume. Thanks also to our viewers and our callers and those following us on Facebook. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Let's meet again next time. Good night.